Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 7th. Happy Saturday! I hope you're getting some time to rest, relax, enjoy God's creation, and most of all, time to meditate on God's Word. We're in Romans chapter 3 today. We're going through the life and teachings of Paul, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. According to the reading plan that we are following in the NIV Student Study Bible, Romans chapter 3 is Paul's theology in a nutshell. Romans chapter 3. What good is it to be a Jew? What good is it to be circumcised? It is good in a lot of ways. First of all, God's messages were spoken to the Jews. It is true that some of them did not believe the message. But does that mean that God cannot be trusted just because they did not have faith? No, indeed. God tells the truth, even if everyone else is a liar. The scriptures say about God, "Your word will be proven true, and in court you will win your case." If our evil deeds show how right God is, then what can we say? Is it wrong for God to become angry and punish us? What a foolish thing to ask. But the answer is no. Otherwise, how could God judge the world? Since your lies bring great honor to God by showing how truthful He is, you may ask why God still says you are a sinner. You might as well say, "Let's do something evil, so that something good will come of it." Some people even claim that we are saying this, but God is fair and will judge them as well. What does all this mean? Does it mean that we Jews are better off than the Gentiles? No, it doesn't. Jews as well as Gentiles are ruled by sin, just as I have said. The scripture tells us, "No one is acceptable to God. Not one of them understands or even searches for God. They have all turned away and are worthless. There isn't one person who does right. Their words are like an open pit, and their tongues are good only for telling lies. Each word is as deadly as the fangs of a snake, and they say nothing but bitter curses. These people quickly become violent. Wherever they go, they leave ruin and destruction. They don't know how to live in peace. They don't even fear God." We know that everything in the law is written for those who are under its power. The law says these things to stop anyone from making excuses and to let God show that the whole world is guilty. God doesn't accept people simply because they obey the law. No, indeed. All the law does is to point out our sin. Now we see how God does make us acceptable in Him. The law and the prophets tell how we become acceptable, and it isn't by obeying the law of Moses. God treats everyone alike. He accepts people only because they have faith in Jesus Christ. All of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But God treats us much better than we deserve, and because of Christ Jesus, He freely accepts us and sets us free from our sins. God sent Christ to be our sacrifice. Christ offered His life's blood so that by faith in Him, we could come to God. And God did this to show that in the past He was right to be patient and forgive sinners. This also shows that God is right when He accepts people who have faith in Jesus. What is left for us to brag about? Not a thing. Is it because we obeyed some law? No, it is because of faith. We see that people are acceptable to God because they have faith and not because they obey the law. Does God belong only to the Jews? Isn't He also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, He is. There is only one God, and He accepts Gentiles as well as Jews simply because of their faith. Do we destroy the law by our faith? Not at all. We make it even more powerful. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage reminds us that we cannot obey the law enough to be saved. Only Jesus Christ is the one who has upheld the perfect standard of the law. And Tim Keller, in his book, Romans 1 through 7 for you, reminds us that if you're obeying the law in order to be saved, you're probably doing one of two things. You're either changing the law and making it easier to meet the requirements. For example, you want the command to be limited and achievable. You don't want love your neighbor as yourself. You want don't drink alcohol or go to church. Or you are being crushed by the law because you know you cannot meet its requirements. You will either hate yourself for failing, or as Luther did, you will come to hate God because you cannot meet His requirements. Furthermore, he says, whichever you do, you will nullify the law. Only the gospel allows us to recognize and uphold the perfect standards of the law, because we know that the law matters enough to God for it to bring death, but we also know that it no longer means our death. We can be secure in ourselves, non-judgmental of others, forgiving of those who wrong us, and not crushed by our own flaws and failings, because the gospel frees us up. As it says in verse 24, God freely accepts us and sets us free from our sin. And the Christian life is one where we are to try to seek our happiness in God. And when we're trying to find our happiness in God, that orders all of our other allegiances and loves. And so my prayer for you and for me today is that we would cling to God, that we would see Jesus and find Him beautiful, that we would be reminded that the God of the universe loves us, gave Himself for us, and that we would just meditate on His love and His grace, and that today we would know Him more and enjoy Him more. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You for Your Word, because in it we find You. We are reminded here that there is none righteous, no, not one. We cling to You, Lord Jesus, because You are the righteous one. And in You is where we find our joy. Help us, Lord, to order our lives in a way where we give You our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And then help us to love others and help them to love You. Lord, do a work in our spirits that only You can do. Transform us. By the power of Your Holy Spirit, we pray all these things. Amen.